The U.S. 7th Cavalry, the tip of the spear as it's known, crossed the Euphrates River today, capturing a bridge and continuing its thrust toward Baghdad. Walt Rogers is a senior reporter for CNN. He's embedded in the unit, which continues to engage Iraqi troops. The unit is moving toward Baghdad through a thick sandstorm.
We have crossed with the U.S. Army 7th Cavalry north of the defense line. We crossed the Euphrates River in a convoy with the cavalry a few hours ago. That crossing seems to have broken the defense perimeter that Saddam Hussein and his generals in Baghdad had set up, and they said it should not be breached. This morning, the United States Army's 3rd Squadron, 7th Cavalry, successfully breached the defense line which Saddam Hussein and his generals had established from An-Najaf in the west-central Iraq all the way along the Euphrates River over to Basra. Now, that was the southernmost defense line, and he had put his top generals and intelligence officers down there, and it took several days, but the 7th Cavalry, probing, searching, doing flanking movements, finally found a clear bridge to go across, but it was a severe firefight last night. We were under intense fire and had more than a few close calls, but the 7th Cavalry has now punched north of the Euphrates River defense line and is moving generally in the direction of Baghdad, although this should not be seen as a race to Baghdad because each unit often leapfrogs each other, passes on either flank, but the general direction now is a Baghdad.
The CNN's Walt Rogers says American troops are still facing resistance.
More than a little. When the CNN Humvee crossed that Euphrates River bridge this morning, they were popping mortars at us very, very close. One landed so close to my side of the car that I could hear the shrapnel going upwards through the date palm fronds. That's how close it was, and they were just piling mortars in. Now, these mortars are not a threat to the U.S. Army's main battle tanks. They're grenade-proof, mortar-proof, whatever. Also, the Bradleys are the people inside the Bradleys are safe, but this is harassing fire. It's often small arms fire, and because of the very heavy sandstorm which we are getting at this point, the Iraqis are able to creep very close to the road. The visibility now is down less than 75 yards so that an Iraqi soldier can creep very close to the road, fire a couple shots off, and it's very difficult for the gunners aboard the Bradley fighting vehicles or the tanks to find them quickly and fire back.
Rogers says U.S. commanders foresee more tough fighting ahead.
There's no question but the Iraqi resistance is going to stiffen the closer the U.S. Army units and the Marines and the British units get to Baghdad. They've expected that all along. What has been the surprise, however, is the stiffness of the resistance that emerged in southern cities like Al-Samawa, where we were bogged down for several days. Also on Najaf, also Al-Nasiriyah, and over as far to the southeast as Basra. The Iraqis are putting up a considerable fight there, and we're given to believe through intelligence sources, according to the army, that Saddam Hussein has sent some of his top political leaders from the Fedayeen and his intelligence services down there to put steel into the spine of the Iraqi army units down there who might otherwise give up. Again, there has been a breach of the Euphrates defense line, and the U.S. Army 7th Cavalry is now north of that line, and that had the army tied down for a few days.
Walt Rogers, senior correspondent with CNN, traveling with the U.S. 7th Cavalry advancing on Baghdad. To review the war news, U.S. Army troops outside Baghdad are waiting for reinforcements and supplies before launching a full-scale ground attack against Iraq's elite Republican Guard. U.S. planes and missiles are striking the Iraqi troop positions from the air. A severe sandstorm is hampering military operations in the Baghdad area. In the south, U.S. Marines have taken control of two strategic bridges over the Euphrates River at the city of An-Nasiriyah. The Marines had fought Iraqi militia forces there for 2 days. And British forces are trying to clear up resistance in other areas of southern Iraq that U.S. and British commanders had thought were secured several days ago. One area is the vital port of Umm Qasr. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair says that port is now open.